All right, folks, get your finger out and pit your football knowledge against Team OTB to win big. There's €2,500 for the winner of the OTB Final One Standing League on the William Hill app. Guaranteed winner, and it's exclusive to our own league. Just sign up at William Hill Final One Standing. Use the code OFFTHEBALL, that's all one word and all caps, and make sure you sign up before Friday the 15th at 8 o'clock when the new season kicks off. €2,500 to the winner, guaranteed.
League of Ireland Football.
On Off the Ball.
Brought to you by the refreshingly alcohol-free Rockshore 00. Get the facts. Be drink aware. Visit drinkaware.ie.
Joey, football is a habit, I suppose, of putting us through emotional roller coasters, but it felt like even in the last couple of moments it was on a different scale. How on earth are your emotions right now?
Yeah, no, listen, disappointed, obviously, to how the game went, I suppose, as you said, getting back into the game and then conceding really late on. Yeah, it's hurting, obviously, the dressing room's hurting, but here, as I said to the boys, make sure we use that hurt as a fuel now attacking the next game against Linfield or Vikingar.
It was always going to be a difficult challenge, and I suppose we saw the quality with our goals as well, but you hung in for large periods.
Yeah, listen, I thought the first half they were obviously going to start fast, and obviously they were going to have possession, they have some serious good players, like, you know, so we're, but again, sort of first half overall, like, I suppose, from regarding possession, had a few pos shots, I suppose, you know, so I was fairly happy. I thought we had a threat in the break. I thought we had a couple of chances ourselves in the first half. Obviously he scored a brilliant goal, so you have to just suck it up at times, you know, and that's what I've always been saying to our boys about managing Europe, as you say, as four halves of football, and at times you have to just bite down the gum shield and get through, and I thought we'd done that in the first half. Came in second half, changed it a little bit, and I thought we had a better team second half, to be honest. Again, I thought we were a threat, had a couple of really good chances, got back into it, obviously with the penalty, and we have a chance, like, you know, after the penalty, we have a chance to go and win it, and we don't take it, and it goes up the other end, and they take theirs.
You talk about the build-up, about attacking this, and you did from the off, and look, it was a penalty appeal, early doors with Ali. Another day might possibly have given as well.
Yeah, listen, I think it was a chance, so I have to see it back, actually, what happened, whether Ali could have played the ball, and I'm not too sure what happened, but as I said, listen, they're a really good side, so they were always going to have a lot of possession. They have some serious players. I think people would have seen that there tonight, you know, and but as I said, I thought our shape was okay. But second half, we changed it a little bit, and I thought we were much better second half.
Is the frustration, I know that there's quality involved in the finishes, but the fact that they're able to shoot from distance unopposed is...
Here, listen, I think it's one of them. Like, I mean, the first goal is obviously a real quality. It pops up to him, and yeah, his quality and his calmness to put it into the bottom corner, wherever it was real class moment. And here, I suppose the second one, I think he's 35, 40 yards out. You're probably telling him to shoot, really, you know. And yeah, but again, a man with the quality, and that's what you're dealing at this level.
What was going through your head during the VAR review? It's surreal for me personally to see it on League of Ireland grounds, and it seemed to take an age as well.
Yeah, here, there's been a couple, I suppose, in the games that we played, you know, and they haven't fallen our way, so it was nice to get one tonight.
And then the penalty, I suppose you've stuck to the build on now, but you do have another, I suppose, strand, another thing to latch on to. European game campaign is still alive.
Yeah, no, without a doubt. I said that the lads obviously are hurting in there, like, in the emotion of the game and seeing them celebrate. We want that, you know, and that's our fuel now over the next couple of weeks. That's what we want. We want to make sure we're celebrating in a couple of weeks.
I guess you're up to Belfast now, a bit of scouting later on this week.
Yeah, no, definitely, yeah, go up towards and have a look at that match, obviously, and yeah, do a homework.
And as I touched on the care there as well, the place just went bananas. It just felt so special. You'll be looking for special nights at Tulka Park like this to continue over the course of the season.
Yeah, no, it was great. I thought the atmosphere was brilliant. I suppose the emotion of the game, how it ebbed and flowed, especially towards the end, I suppose, here, I suppose, yeah, it was a great atmosphere. But listen, disappointed, obviously, because, yeah, it didn't go our way.
Thanks very much, Joey.
Cheers, thank you.
Kerr, that's so desperately cruel. How on earth do you sum up your emotions after that?
Just really disappointed. Not the result we wanted. They showed their quality tonight, and yeah, very disappointed.
Look, we always knew the quality that they had, how strong the Croatian league is, and I suppose we saw that with the in particular the first two goals they got. They were as good as goals I've seen in a long time in the flesh.
Definitely, they're Croatian champions for a reason. So the first goal was a top class finish, and the second one was even better. So they showed their quality tonight, and it wasn't to be for us.
You hung in for large periods, though. Like, I suppose that is the game plan. You know they're going to have the possession, they have the quality, and then we got the bizarre moment. Probably the first time you've been involved in a VAR review. Is it on the pitch
yeah.
For that length? And it was.
Yeah, it was a good few minutes, and when it went to the monitor, you kind of know that what decision is coming. So thankfully, people put it away, and I kind of felt like the momentum was going to come with us. The full place was rocking, so. Really disappointed to concede the third goal.
What was it like, though, for that magical moment of the crowd was shaking? Mm-hmm. I think we all lost our emotions a little bit. It was just crazy. It must have been surreal to be on the pitch for it.
The full place was rocking. And I really felt like we were going to kick on for there. So disappointed when they got the third goal.
And I suppose as high as that was, we got an absolute sucker punch at the death in as well. It's so, so cruel.
It was so cruel. And that's football sometimes, unfortunately. And we're on the wrong end of it, so hopefully we're on the good end of it in the next few weeks.
What's the dressing room like? It must be still pretty raw, is it?
Everyone's obviously disappointed, but probably proud of how we played over the two legs. They're creation champions, they're a top side, so probably just proud of each other how we played over the two legs, but just wasn't to be.
And I suppose there is, not that it's any consolation at the moment, but you do have another strand to this competition, and I suppose that and the league and the cup is like there's a lot to play for this season just yet.
We've obviously got the cup game on Sunday, we'll be looking forward to that, and then we've got the Conference League playoff that we'll be looking forward to as well when that comes around next Thursday. So a lot to look forward to in the next few weeks.
Have you got a niche for European football here, like European nights or the stuff of folklore here? Like the banner before the game was a goal scored in 2004. People are still talking about it. It's magical here at Talca Park.
Yeah, the atmosphere in the European games have been incredible. And hopefully we've got more of them to come. So I loved it, and hopefully just gives a little taste of it for wanting more.
Well, cruel tonight, but hopefully there's a long positive chapter to this story just yet.
Yeah, definitely.